Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You're listening to us on the Dr. Pat Network and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Got a great show for you today. Transformational Journey to Egypt, Dr. Friedman Schaub and Danielle Ramahoffman. We're going to introduce them in a minute. Hello, Mr. B. I like your headphones on.
Thank you so much. Got two pair.
Very nice. Hey, did you get something in the mail for the doggy yet?
I did. I was going to say thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. Thunder shirt. And
the
it works
Thunder shirt.
Fantastically.
It does. Now I'm getting requests for people.
Dude, it's rad.
Like, tell everybody what that is.
So we had the
because
Thunder...
Because dogs can't go see Dr. Friedman.
No. Well,
shop,
they probably
right?
could.
I don't know how they... Yeah. I mean, it's like... Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Has it been a first? I mean,
okay.
It could be a first.
Yeah,
but...
that would be kind of interesting.
No, these are really cool. They're Thunder shirts, and it's supposed to, you know, kind of contain and you know, calm down animals during, you know, Mother Nature's fury and some and convincingly or conveniently enough, last week we actually had some thunderstorms and stuff like that. I received the package actually a day later, so it was okay. But it totally works, and it's this little vest thing, a shirt that goes around the dog, and it comes in all different sizes and colors too. So Thunder shirts. And it worked really well. It really calmed him down. So
now you
cool.
have
Thank
a little
you.
Dog.
Well, Lindsay does. It's a Yorkie.
Yeah. So we got two of those. One went to you. One went to Brandy. Brandy's my girl.
Okay.
Right. Brandy's like a 100-something-pound Rottweiler.
Big girl.
So you think bigger dogs maybe don't get as nervous? They
no, that's
get
not
scared.
True. I think they're,
they're scared of thunder.
A little more scared, I
they
think.
Are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay,
it's
right.
the difference between a little dog getting scared and jumping around and a 100-pound dog getting scared and knocking everything over.
There you go.
You know, it's like all of a sudden trying to get under the china cabinet with everything in it, right?
It's amazing sight.
But, you know, that's the, so now thank you. That's good. And we've got Valerie in there just ready to do her thing.
Yep.
Hello, Miss Valerie. And FYI, just for you, I love Gary Busey. I'm sorry. I think he adds a level of personality on that show that many of us could have. I actually think he may have been working with Dr. Friedman Chow because nobody can yell at you the way that Meatloaf yelled at him and not react. There's something going on with him that he's got going on that he is just not telling people. Wow, we've got a great show today for all of you. Transformational Journey to Egypt, Dr. Friedman Schaub joining us here today. Danielle Ramahoffman is here as well. Now, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about them, but what I want you to know is, you know, these two incredible people travel together, and they help people from all over the world take journeys along with them. And some of what you're going to hear today has to do with who they are and what they do in life these days, but also about what their connection to Egypt is. Now, many of you know that we've had this conversation with them before, but for those of you that are new to the show and have not, Dr. Schaub, as you know, he is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, so he is someone that has been a regular on the show. He comes on every month, and we get to talk about some of the most interesting things. And what's funny is every time he shows up with a topic, it's so like something that's right in my face, and we never talk about it beforehand. He just shows up with something. There it is, and it, you know, it's just something that has been on my mind or in my face, and there he is, and he talks about it. But he has got an incredible Cellular Wisdom Breakthrough Program, and he has been helping people all across the globe get through the challenges of anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and chronic pain. I hope if he's working on anger, maybe Meatloaf could give him a call. That might be a little bit helpful there because I don't think we're done with that. And so he's joined today by Danielle Ramahoffman. Now, Danielle is someone that you talk about knowing and understanding Egypt. She has taught extensively on the gods and goddesses of Egypt, as well as those with Freedom Inn, they go together and take people on these incredible tours. You're going to hear a lot about that today. But she's also an author of an incredible book. She is a counselor, energy healer, Reiki and alchemical healer, and we'll find out what that is. But more importantly, she helps people take their lives to the level that it needs to go to. Anything around abundance, radiant health, you name it, peace of mind. She has been in private practice for over 20 years and is assisting thousands of people. We're going to talk more about what is latest going on with her as well. She also worked with the Holistic Makeover people. And so we're going to get to hear what that was like for them. Actually, both Dr. Friedman and Danielle, they're like a team, right? You know, they're like the team that get in the ring. They're the tag team. They work together sometimes in the ring, and then they work individually. But they're connected to helping all of us become part of a higher order. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's really cool. Let's start with the conversation of Egypt, because I know you've had this trip scheduled. And then, like many people, they've had to rethink Egypt earlier this year. But give us an update on things that have changed, because almost everybody I know that had their trips canceled or postponed has them rescheduled again. So things really... some people say it wasn't as bad as we thought, and whatever it was, it healed itself rather quickly. So can either one of you talk to that, Danielle, Dr. Friedman?
Well, you know, we had just a group with Nikki Scully going to Egypt, and they just came back, and they just had the best time.
Yeah.
And the reason why you have such a great time in Egypt right now is because everybody is so happy to see you, and most of the temples are completely empty. I mean, Egypt is definitely suffering, at least economically, under what transformation they were able to achieve. But it is a completely quiet right now and safe. Of course, there are these demonstrations sometimes in the center of Cairo that are flaring up. But, you know, it's like saying, well, there is in Minnesota right now demonstrations around the unions, but, you know, we don't get anything from that. So there's definitely something that is blown up by the media, which even during the height of this, you know, peaceful revolution.
I don't think we have seen the end of demonstrations in this country.
No.
I got an email from an 84-year-old woman the other day asking me if I would help her create a demonstration if they touch her Medicare or Medicaid.
Fabulous.
I thought that was such an interesting... Right, you know, I haven't found out what kind of help she wants, but I get it. I get what she's saying.
Right. Well, and in Egypt, I just loved the way they were able to change the regime that has been ruling there for over 30 years. And it's completely different than what happened in other countries in the region. So I'm just really proud of the Egyptians. I think we are not done yet, obviously, there, because they are still waiting for free elections that I believe will pass in September, and we will see a completely transformed and new Egypt. But at the core of it, what still remains are the Egyptian people, which are just a very special people. They are extremely friendly, open, and certainly determined to really have the best country that they can aspire to. And they have been waiting for this moment a long time. And that's democracy in action. That's something that we haven't seen anywhere else for a long time. And I think this is fabulous.
Danielle, I have a question for you. But you know what I'm so struck by? And this is a question for you. There had to be gods or goddesses working full time. And the reason I say that, and I'm going to ask you which ones were they, I have never seen that I can remember in my lifetime that level of transformation that hit the public so aggressively and then took care of itself so quickly. I mean, I don't really quite understand it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? This is a spiritual element that I wonder if you thought about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that I've often thought about, you know, we take tours to Egypt and travel there, and how is it for example for our Egyptologist that goes to the temples over and over and over and over again, because it's so powerful every time we go. And so I know that that land is very active and there's a lot of energy that's happening, and I think that you can see that connection within the Egyptian people. They're so relational, they're so loving, they're so just really connected. So I think that had to be a part of it. And and to me, it was a reflection, I think, of the shift in consciousness that we're seeing globally, and that it was an opportunity for people to kind of look at what was happening and then see what was happening within themselves as well.
It's really interesting to see how things are really erupting, so to speak, in a lot of ways. And, you know, do you think that that's a requirement of consciousness? You know what it reminds me of? I started working out again. This is a major breakthrough. You know that.
Yeah.
So I worked out with a trainer. So I had been an athlete before, so I know about training. But she didn't know I knew about training. So she's describing to me the process of growing muscles. Mm. So if you don't know what that process is about, here's the really quick version of it. And this is really interesting. The quick version of it is you go and you lift weights, and it actually tears your muscle. It actually creates a tear. And that tear then goes and heals and builds the muscle bigger, right? It literally tears it. But as the tear doesn't hurt when you're lifting the weights, it's the healing that hurts. Mm. Is consciousness like that?
Well,
I never thought about it like that till today.
I think it's an interesting question, and I guess what I would have to say about it is that since we've been in this era of separation consciousness and lack, and a part of that has been about fear and worry and doubt and scarcity, that I think that a lot of that pain has already been experienced, the suffering, the struggle, that we're really masters of separation consciousness. We really understand that. And so I think that as we're in this transition and fully aligning with unity consciousness, it actually can be with ease and grace. Yet there has to be this bridge, this transition to get there. So sometimes I think it can feel like chaos. I think it can feel like things are getting worse. As we're moving to a higher vibration, that which is moving more slowly comes to the surface, so it all of a sudden seems more visible. The veils are thinner, things are transparent. So I feel like it can seem as if things are getting worse, but really what's underneath it, I think, is that full alignment. Because in unity, in oneness, there isn't that good, bad. It's unified. It's like the drops of fear in the ocean aren't as expansive as if it's just in one glass of water.
Now, I think that I want folks to know a bit more about you, Danielle, because can you just pull your book out there? Because we've got the camera going on. This is, I remember when you wrote this book, right? Now, Dr. Friedman's writing his book. But I remember when you wrote this and then it went to the market. Then it hit the bestseller. It just shot up the bestselling list all over the place. But I really love this book in a lot of ways, and I don't really understand my relationship with Egypt. But I would love for you to tell people what this book really means to you and how this reflects your connection with Egypt as well as Dr. Friedman. Because, you know, you do some profound work, individual work with people. And I want them to know a little bit about that when we come back from break, as a lead-in to why you both are so amazing in what you do in taking people to Egypt. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Danielle, Dr. Friedman, as well as we've got a lot of really cool things planned. If you have any questions at all about Egypt, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
There are 86,400 precious seconds in a day. How are you spending yours? Celebrating a decade of teaching bioenergy medicine, Earthwalk Institute of Healing Arts in Bellevue, Washington, offers fascinating, life-changing programs. Delve into the theory and practice of bioenergy healing, a profound complementary medicine in integrating ancient wisdom and modern science. Study energy, chakras, biofields, high sense perception, vibrational medicine, essential oils, and more. Each moment counts on your Earth Walk. Is it your time to thrive as a healer? Please visit earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152. That's earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. Danielle Rama Hoffman. We're talking about Egypt. And Egypt is calling. I want to just tell everybody, and we've got some really great, great free gifts to give you today. But the website is EgyptIsCalling.com. And, you know, they have a magical journey that they've put together. The reason I wanted you to all to have some background is because, you know, there are many people that can take you on tours, take you to different places. Egypt is one of them. But I want you to hear why the folks that go with Dr. Friedemann and Danielle have an extraordinary experience. And I started to talk about the book and about your work. You know, the foundation for what you do is really embedded in, interestingly, in the way you're both connected. But it's almost as if, Danielle, this is a past life thing with you. I don't know if it is or not, but you are so your expertise, you're so immersed spiritually in this that I'd love for you to talk a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it really ties in nicely to what we were speaking about with the shift in consciousness, because I do think that this time really is about awakening to the divine within. And I think that Egypt for me has been that direct pathway, that I do have a really strong soul lineage or past life connection. And I think that a lot of people have a connection to Egypt. It's, you know, original civilization, and so it is a part of us. And so for me, my connection has really been direct, that I was initiated into the lineage of Thoth, the god of infinite knowledge and infinite wisdom. And after that, I was just kind of plugged in and started having visions and memories of the temples, and really had relationships with the gods and goddesses in a way that was like a relationship with a person. And I spent a lot of time and accessing guidance. And so this book really was downloaded direct from source, from spirit, from the temples, from those connections. And I think that what's important about sharing it is not only about my relationship and how significant it's been, but just to really acknowledge that I believe that it is a birthright of all of us to have that intuition, to have that direct access to these archetypal energies, which are represented in the gods and goddesses of Egypt.
And interesting how, well, first of all, we've already talked about how you two met, right, Dr. Friedemann?
Here you are. Look at this, though.
But, I mean, look at the relationship that you have and being able to share this. I mean, who doesn't want to have that kind of partnership? I mean, what is this like for you?
Well, I just want to mention one thing. We always talk about the book. The book is called The Temples of Light.
Yes. Thank you.
It's fabulous. You know, for me, it's in some ways, I didn't have the same direct connection with Egypt as Danielle. So she took me on a ride, basically. But I'm the prime example of once you are in Egypt, you just remember your connection to Egypt. It may not just be something that immediately comes to you, but as you are going through the temples and as you are walking through that just sacred land, you're realizing there is a magic there. There is an energy there that really touches you deeply to the core. So for me, I'm always the one who can really relate to people that never really understood if there was a past life or if there was really a connection, but just want to go on a sacred pilgrimage, on a transformational journey, ultimately on a journey to find themselves. And that's certainly what Egypt has helped me over and over again. We have been there, I think now a dozen times, and it is just something that every time I feel I personally learn to know myself better. It's, you know, one of those fairy tale lands where you go there and there is this magic mirror and you look in there and you say, wow, that's me, really? And you will never forget. So you always pierce through another layer of illusion of who you thought you were and realize, no, I'm much bigger than that. You know, one of our participants said, you know, when I came back from Egypt, it was like the genie was let out of the bottle and I could not get back into the bottle. So your old life sometimes doesn't feel that it fits you any longer because you've made such, in these 2 weeks, such an amazing expansion in your consciousness, but also in your relationship to yourself, that things are automatically shifting.
Now, tell everybody when your next pilgrimage is, and we're going to talk about why this is considered a sacred pilgrimage. But, you know, you have scheduled this for people now and rescheduled it. So tell us a little bit about the upcoming event.
So our next tour is November 20th through December 4th, 2011.
It'll be a really good birthday gift for me.
And Thanksgiving.
It'll be a good Thanksgiving birthday gift.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we take a group of 16 people. We have a private sailing yacht called the Dahabeah that we have on the Nile, which is just an exquisite way to go because then we can really see the villages and be off the beaten track of the regular kind of tourist round. Yeah, it's just amazing.
Well, and sacred pilgrimage. Why sacred pilgrimage? Because it's really a journey to the temples and to the land, but it's also a journey to your inner temple. And no matter what your belief system is and no matter what your background is, you will always find that sacredness within, you know, the divine connection that I think most of us are looking for. The question, who am I really? What is my purpose? Who am I supposed to be? That is really something that I find so often that people come with and find during the journey the answers. And that's just fascinating. And this is certainly Egypt primarily, just being there and being immersed there, but also our work. Because while we go there, we do sacred meditations and initiations in the temples. We have most of the temples privately. That means you are there in the evenings or in the mornings when there is nobody else, you know, just going into these places with candlelight and just feeling that you can entrain in the energy without any screaming and yelling and photography, and you're just really being there. It makes a huge difference. And then when you're guided to those aspects within, these divine aspects we all have, compassion, courage, unconditional acceptance, then you just find yourself automatically being able to access them. And that's really what we are doing while we are in the temples, but also after and before the temples, we have circles and talks and lectures that really prepare you and immerse you in the sacred, seems kind of a red thread that goes through the entire journey and really allows you to grow and implement it all.
I couldn't help noticing the smile. You just got a... I don't know if anybody can see Danielle on the camera. I mean, we got the camera going. I just saw the smile that came on your
exactly
face.
I know exactly what
as,
you were thinking.
What were you thinking?
Well,
I could
see him in Egypt. And he, you know, he's 6'4", but in Egypt, he's like 7 feet. And he wears this beautiful ceremonial robe called a galabeah. And I could just see him. He just transformed into the priest.
Wow.
Well, and she always gets really excited when I get excited about Egypt. It's like she just
gets I can see his aura gets really sparkly. And
I know. I just saw it from both of you right there. I was just like, wow, they're having like a private moment, which is kind of cool. But I want to tell everybody, why don't you go to the website, EgyptIsCalling.com. Now, if you go there or if you send an email to info@EgyptIsCalling.com. That's info@EgyptIsCalling.com. Folks are going to be able to get a free download, right? Tell everybody what you all are giving away.
It's a MP3 of a journey called The Temples of Light from my book, which is a guided meditation to Thoth and to Isis and also their own inner temple. It's really beautiful.
Okay. And that's a free download. They just have to email you, right?
Yes.
And if we have time, we would like to play a little bit of that download just to get a feel for what that is like.
All right, let's do that now, and we'll be right back.
Find yourself in Egypt on a lush and fertile bank of the Nile. Take in your surroundings, the warmth of the sun, the steady lapping of the water, the glistening light of the sun's reflection dancing upon the water. Thoth, the god of infinite knowledge, keeper of the Akashic records, architect, healer, diplomat, teacher, and friend, is here to greet you and will be one of your guides on your journey throughout Egypt. He may appear to you as a man, or as an ibis, or as a man with an ibis head. He is delighted to support you on this journey, to record your experiences in your Akashic records, and to share helpful knowledge with you along the way. Take a few moments to greet him and receive any messages he may have for you.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Whey. Action Whey is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Whey has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Whey and visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn, located in Lacana, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented Vacupractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor, or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to get the free download we're talking about, thanks to Danielle and Dr. Friedman, the best way to do it is to give them an email. Just float an email to info@egyptiscalling.com. Now, the website is egyptiscalling.com. And if you go there, there's a picture of the boat on the home page, and just click on that image, and you're going to be able to see what this very private, beautiful, unlike actually anything I've heard about. Mm-hmm. You know, most
very
of the
special.
Yeah, most of the tours, they take you to a hotel or something. But this is really beautiful and special. And it looks so awesome.
It is really magical and beautiful, and I just love also the cohesiveness of being able to go along the Nile, because I think the Nile is another temple in itself.
Totally.
And just to be with our group, it's really beautiful.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because, you know, this is, you know, we're talking about a sacred pilgrimage, and there are certain people that would say, sign me up, I want to go do this. I mean, I'd be one of them. And, you know, you ask me a question, why haven't I gone? Well, most of the time when you have these, it's completely out of my schedule to do. But now this is a very unique time. This is November 20th to December 4th. So this is kind of an interesting time for people to really be able to look at that.
Yeah.
And it feels perfect.
Well, and the weather is perfect, too.
Is it really?
This is a time where really the weather is basically in its 80s. It's not too hot. It's always dry in Egypt anyhow.
Right.
And it just gets you also nicely set up for the winters here, which are rather cold and wet. So it's definitely something that we went in May before, and there it can be a little bit hot at that time. It can be in the hundreds. And so if you're a little heat sensitive, that's certainly the time to go now.
Yeah, for me, I love the heat. I'm a desert person, actually. This is, and it's really interesting. We were talking about this last time, because there's such a draw that I've had about the desert. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go out in the high deserts of California, and I go out with folks on Vision Quest, and I don't ever want to leave, and I love it. I love the way the sand feels. I love the heat. There's something about it that's so magical. I can only imagine what it's like, though, in Egypt. There's such sacred energy. What are some of these energies that you both have experienced in your trips?
Well, my favorites that are, you know, it's always hard to say which is a favorite, but one of my favorite highlights is always going to Philae, which is the temple of Isis. And it's a temple that's in the middle of the Nile, and it's just surrounded by the most lush green vegetation. It's a temple that when you enter, you feel the entire air and everything vibrating with this divine, feminine, sweet energy. And if you ever should be in a place where you feel, I don't really know what love is, or I never really had the opportunity to truly experience forgiveness or compassion, that's the place where you learn to do this. It's
healing.
It's incredibly healing. And rarely anybody leaves a ceremony or a meditation in this temple without tears in their eyes. Tears of joy, tears of being touched deeply to the core. It's a real magical place.
So, I mean, we talk about healing. Let's talk about it for a minute, because I know if you go to the website, egyptiscalling.com, there are lots of testimonials that you could read from people that, you know, have been on the tours. And a couple of them like me, like, oh, it's like taking me 5 years to take this tour, right? But it is beyond anything that people could imagine. Let's talk about consciousness and the connection to Egypt. It's almost impossible, right? Let's take just our pop culture right now. It's almost impossible to get a movie that's out there, I don't care what it is, without some kind of backdrop that looks like it's pulled from Egypt. Even Avatar, you know, if you saw some of the, what do I want to call it, symbolisms or sacred jewelry, or I mean, any of that. But it's almost impossible to get away from it. And yet at the same time, it seems like it's one of the most misunderstood places on the planet. To me, at least. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Is that consciousness on purpose doing that? Is it supposed to stay mystical and magical? Like, you know, are we supposed to, like, give up as to how the pyramids were actually built and just be in awe of it?
I do think that's one of the things that's so wonderful about connecting to Egypt and going to Egypt, is that each person gets to explore their own understanding of it and their own connection to it. And yet the temples are built as a reflection of the cosmos, so they have a connection to the stars, and the stars have different frequencies and consciousness, and they're also dedicated to different gods and goddesses. And so, in a way, they're really infused with different qualities, different ways of supporting. And Freedom and I were talking earlier just about how much our relationship with Egypt has transformed our lives and how we see it over and over again.
In what way?
And, well, I do think that it is that connection to those qualities. So, for example, I remember when I first connected to Sekhmet, the goddess of courage and compassion, and I was feeling this sense of, I was a part owner of a massage school in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I was having all these images of guides and energy and colors, and, you know, and I was trying to, I mean, massage was on the edge at that time. And so
that's right.
In that place.
And to really have the courage to say, okay, this is who I am, and this is what I'm feeling, this is what I'm getting, these are my gifts, my talents. So I really felt like that connection to Sekhmet and the archetypal energy within me, that courage, helped me move to that place of saying, okay, these are my gifts and talents, and the more authentic I am about them, then the more I can be of service and be sharing my purpose. So I think that's one example of how it has transformed our lives. And I think that that's something that is a takeaway for everyone listening, is that there really is a god or a goddess or a temple or an energy that can pretty much address anything. I mean, if it's abundance or courage or purpose, any of these areas, there are these energies that we have within us. And I think that's the misconception, that Egypt is somehow outside of us, or the divine is somehow outside of us.
Absolutely.
That it really is within us. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to create the book, so that people, because some people may never physically go to Egypt, and now they can do the journey through the book and the 6-CD set and the essences. And I've also, the last few times, and I'm planning on doing again, began a holographic Egypt tour, where people who want to go in our suitcase can, you know, send us a picture, and then I work with them from the temples. And so I think that's an important thing, to just invite people to follow that call, whether it's by going or just exploring it more on their own as well.
Well, I think I would love for you to tell people a little bit about the work you do with individuals, because you got to work with the Holistic Makeover people, and of course they're going to be talking about that. But your work is profound in that way. Well, both of you, as a matter of fact. But your work, especially with the Temples of Light and your connection to Egypt, you really get to zoom in a laser way. So that if I give you a picture and you take it with you, and I'm clear about what it is I want to discover, you're able to help people, and they're not there with you, at least physically.
Right. And pretty much most of my work these days is remote. It is it is long distance. The energy support program that the Holistic Makeover people participated in is a remote energy support program. My mom was always amazed by that, because we go to the Temple of Saqqara, and we'd be driving, and I would do body readings for the Egypt participants to help prepare them for entering into the temple. And it's like pretty much the first day, and a lot of times I haven't even met people or know anything about them. And then I would just know, be able to read their energy or what was going on. And my mom was always so amazed by that. Like, how can you do that? I'm like, well, it's not me. I'm just, you know, the conduit of that consciousness or that information.
But that's the thing also about Egypt that you just mentioned before about the mysteries. And my feeling is just that Egypt is a place of infinite possibilities and always has been. And when you think about how the pyramids have been built, still nobody knows. Nobody has a clue what these symbols all mean and what the language is. And I don't think that we have to necessarily find out. It's just an example of we have infinite possibilities. It is possible to access them. But rather than asking it more as a researcher, we have to go inside. And I think that's what the Egyptians always found. You have to go through the path of the initiate. That's what basically the pharaohs had to go. And it was not a path of the initiate that was all about, you know, exploring or fighting the exterior. It was about finding the darkness and the light within and transforming this to a sense of wholeness.
I am so struck by what you just said, because I think this is really the conversation that's so important. I've been listening to a bunch of radio shows here this past week, and also today, as a matter of fact, and I heard so many callers call in with this idea, and this is so near and dear to me, because I have moments of separation. And what does that mean? Well, I have moments of doubt. I have moments of fear. I have moments of loneliness, so to speak. And there is this thing that is separation that you both are referring to. However, it is sometimes difficult to get back by yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, as many tools as I have, I need help from other people to remind me sometimes. Does Egypt and the work that you do, this pilgrimage, how does it accelerate that? Let's talk about that when we come back. Because if you listen to some of the shows and some of the other shows out there in general across the country, there are questions of, you know, I feel like I should be abundant, but I'm not. I mean, there's this level of, here's my life. Mm-hmm. I know it should be better, but I don't think it is. And that is separation in itself, isn't it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about this and much more when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Friedemann Chow is joining us here today. Danielle Rama Hoffman. Egypt is Calling is the website. We'll be right back.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Really, really cool to have Danielle and Dr. Schaub joining us here today. Dr. Friedemann, of course, is a regular. You get to hear him every month on the show, and sometimes more than once a month. But there's something that they both do together, and that is they take people to Egypt in a very, very sacred pilgrimage, very different than you've ever really seen. And if you want to find out more, go to EgyptIsCalling.com. You know, they've posted now the next trip, which is November 20th to December 4th. But also, you can also get a free download of the meditation, right? And you can do that by going to, it's an MP3, by sending an email to info@EgyptIsCalling.com. Now, for those of you that send that email, one of you will be selected randomly, and you'll get a copy of the book, right? But then there's a special other bonus.
And the 6-CD set of
the whole
20
thing.
Initiations from the book.
These are very, very cool. And whoever took my CD set out of my office, okay.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. This is part of what we were talking about before is a level of consciousness and a shift and an acceleration. And I want to talk about that because I've read many of the comments from EgyptIsCalling.com, the website. And it seems like people agonize over their lives in this thing of, I know I'm supposed to have money, but I don't. How am I going to get it? And keep asking. And so this is trying to solve a problem at the human level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have never been successful in that way, really. So how does your trip accelerate the process so people get clarity? And then how does the manifestation part happen with that clarity?
Well, you know, it's interesting when you ask this question before, the analogy of the placebo came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, all of us know the placebo. You take a little sugar pill, you believe it's actually something medicinal, and you feel better. And in some ways, when you're going to Egypt, or if you are also just working on those pantheon members and the energies of the temples yourself, you can connect to those archetypes and these amazing divine aspects and put faith in that, what seems to support you while you're actually supporting yourself, because you're tapping into this energy yourself. In other words, when you're in Egypt, for example, and you go to the temple of Sekhmet and you meet Sekhmet and you feel there is this energy of courage and you go through a meditation and you have that true sense that there is a divine or an aspect of the divine that gives you courage, supports you, at the same time, you find your own courage within. So you're discovering not only what is possible as a spiritual support, you also discover what you already have inside of you as a divine. And that really opens that veil from the illusion of separation to this sense of wholeness and oneness. And I think that's just what Egypt gives you, because when do we ever spend 15 days focusing on our divine connection? 15 days in the row, enjoying not only these aspects of our divine and spiritual selves, but also the aspects of luxuriating and being blissed out, because everything that we are offering people is pure bliss and luxury. This is not something that's, you know, very hard and something where you basically are, you know, fighting for survival, which some vision quests can certainly be like.
Trust me, they are. But that is what a vision quest is about.
Absolutely.
That's not what this is. No. That's not what we're talking about here.
I mean, you get your visions, but you do this in a way where you also experience what it is to have heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you experience heaven on earth, you know, wow, this is actually how my default setting should be. This is how I want to live my life. And I trust that there are these aspects within me that can help me to get there. And this is where I feel Egypt just accelerates any personal growth that you have been working on and maybe struggling with.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking a lot about this in particular, and my work seems to be shifting to address this area of money and purpose specifically. And just really thinking about that, whatever we feel separate from, whether it's money or health or love, as really an invitation of moving into the divine, because those are birthrights. And so if we have a lack of that, if we perceive a lack of one of those birthrights, it's really this beckoning of the divine. And, you know, really, I've been focusing a lot, especially with the spiritual community, because I think that money is an important topic and purpose is an important topic. I actually have a Prosperous Soul program that starting next week, that's a 6-month program for spiritual entrepreneurs that want to start their business or take it to the next level to create awesome money sharing their purpose.
And I'm so glad to say that you said that, because the word money in the let's call it law of attraction community has been taboo. And I have never shied away from that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to be able to understand, say, and be in the process of money.
And to really be thriving in
service,
because I think that's kind of a disconnect for people is they have these gifts, they have these talents, they want to share them, and yet they're in a survival mode, or they don't have enough time or money or energy to really be overflowing. And I think that's also a part of the shift in consciousness, is to be thriving and then overflowing those gifts and talents.
Well, and then there is a block that for a service, you shouldn't charge anything because it's supposed to be a service, a sacrifice, a gift. And I think that's also a misconception that, again, creates this disconnect from abundance, prosperity, and money.
You know, where did we actually get that from? I mean, someone said to me that, it's, you know, written in the scriptures, really? I mean, you know, if you go back and you look at the wealth that Moses had, dude, right? I mean, you know, not the same, not like in, you know, money and bank accounts, but mm-hmm. real estate and so forth. Where did we pick that up from? This idea of we have to jump through hoops, climb Mount Everest, blah, 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 and then we'll get what we deserve.
Well, it's interesting to me because a lot of my meditations and guidance, and I've actually been talking to this group of galactic beings called the Money Muse Panel, are really talking about this subject of money in a new way, and that it is that birthright. So it's just a part of who we are. And I think that there is some stigma about the purpose of money in the past having to do with separation. And now the new purpose, I really feel, is it's a part of birthing this unity consciousness, so that it is championing people's purpose. It is life enhancing. So I think it's a myth that money is not spiritual when everything in its base is divine.
It's as if, you know, there are a lot of God, goddess ideas, but money wasn't one of them. Right.
Right.
And that's so not true. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, you both work with people to help them see the unlimited possibilities. And it's interesting that you both now take people to Egypt where impossible things exist.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Impossible things exist. Those pyramids and the many scientists that are still trying to figure out what army made them, right? Because we didn't have video back then, so we couldn't YouTube that. Mm-hmm. But many people would call that the world of possibilities in so many ways. The precision. So if we can tap into the precision of that energy, then can't we do the things you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we can, and I think this is where Danielle said before that whatever we feel as fear, stuckness, or lack, we can look for outside solutions and believe we have just to work harder, we have to do another promotion, we have just to get three jobs, or we are looking in the inside and saying, okay, is actually that just a signal that tells me you have to look for the treasures within and find that energy and that power within that helps you then to go back on your path. It is the same with pain. When you have a physical pain, it doesn't necessarily say anything is attacking you or outside wrong with you. It's just telling you there's something you need to address with your body that is not in alignment with wholeness. And I believe this is the same what we are experiencing with these feelings of separation or lack or fear. And we just ask the wrong questions sometimes.
Don't you think? At least I'm discovering that for myself. Thank you both for joining us. Danielle, tell everyone how they can get a copy of your book.
The book, The Temples of Light, is on Amazon.com.
And also, if you go to EgyptIsCalling.com, you could see it there under products. And there's lots of information about the upcoming trip, so check it out. Thank you both for joining us here today.
Thanks for having us.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time on The Dr. Pat Show. Have a great day.